tomorrow's city council elections in Ferguson, Missouri, outside St. Louis, could shake up the predominantly white leadership in this majority black city. Of course, massive protests erupted in Ferguson after a white police officer shot and killed an unarmed black man last August. Last month, the Department of Justice issued a scathing report that found that Ferguson's law enforcement system disproportionately targeted African Americans, and many residents vowed to change that through the ballot box. Right now, just one member of the seven-person Ferguson City Council is African American. There are three open seats. Four of the eight candidates in the running for them are black. Let's bring in St. Louis Public Radio reporter Wayne Pratt. So, Wayne, give us a quick thumbnail of the candidates.
In one of the wards, we have, which is probably the most contested ward, Ella Jones, Doyle McClellan, and Adrian Hawkins, and Mike McGrath. They're all seeking a seat in one of the wards, and we have a few college professors and some people from all walks of life really up in all of these wards that are going at it. In another interesting race, a former employee here at St. Louis Public Radio who has been an activist ever since last August, Bob Hudgens, he is being challenged, I guess we could say, by Brian Fletcher as they vie for an open seat as well. So there's a lot of interesting storylines that will be developed tomorrow beyond the obvious ones that you just laid out.
Brian Fletcher is pro-business, and he started the I Love Ferguson campaign. And as you said, Bob Hudgens, a white protest leader. So it's not necessarily blacks. It could be a white who gets on the city council and wants to affect change. You've got one more ward.
Yeah, the third ward in Ferguson, that is a race between an attorney and a criminology professor, Wesley Bell and Lee Smith. Both are black. Lee Smith is a retired factory worker as well. So there's that that line of work, that aspect of life coming in from all sides of life coming in to try to get on this council and affect change.
Well, and are the jobs on the council that powerful? We know they're part-time. Or could wins by blacks or protest leaders be seen as more symbolic?
At the surface, probably symbolic, but considering what the city has been through over the past year, I think they would probably have more power than might be outlined in the state statutes. I think what the winners tomorrow would represent and what they may say in issues going forward would probably carry more weight than they have in the past.
Well, we also know the city council will be choosing a new city manager, a new police chief, and a new municipal judge eventually. But what kind of get-out-the-vote efforts have there been? We're reading about people who have actually moved to Ferguson because they wanted to vote in and participate in this election.
Yes, there's been all kinds of stories such as that, and there's been some national efforts as well over the past few months. The NAACP has been staging events to get out the vote, and a couple of months ago, they actually attracted some college students from Atlanta on their March break to come up and help with the effort. And just over the weekend, members of the Congressional Black Caucus held a meeting, and they also went out and knocked on some doors and held their own Get Out the Vote event because they see this as a critical moment in the future of Ferguson.
Well, and we are also seeing that many of Ferguson's white residents, at least some of them, feel the same way.
As things have calmed down, relatively speaking, since what we went through last year, there really has been more white activists coming forth. It just hasn't been a black activist movement since things have calmed down. It's been really crossing all racial ties as people want to get out and say, we went through a bad thing, but Ferguson really isn't a bad place to be. We do need some changes. And I think I can help as we move forward.
Wayne Pratt, a reporter at St. Louis Public Radio, ahead of tomorrow's city council vote in Ferguson, Missouri. Wayne, thank you.
Thank you.